proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, our radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. Now, if you've ever had the chance to visit the land of Israel, no doubt you have had the privilege of seeing the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. The museum is continually ranked as one of the best in the world with a special focus on art and archaeology. Personally, I have never had enough time to explore every room when I visit there. My curiosity has me coming back for more. On that note, IBJM offers special Bible study tours to Israel, and we also take time to include the Israel Museum as one of our stops. If you want more information about our tours to the Holy Land, please feel free to contact us here at our office at IBJM for more information. Now, whenever you visit the Israel Museum in Jerusalem, there is an area that is a must-see. It is the Shrine of the Book. I bring this up today because this year marks the 50th anniversary since the opening of the Shrine of the Book, which houses many of the Dead Sea Scrolls, including the famous Isaiah Scroll. Now, these scrolls were discovered in Wadi Qumran from the years 1947 to 1956. Let's begin our visit with a walk around the building. You will notice a white-capped roof where we see a water fountain showering. In fact, it's in a reflecting pool, and the fountain is going over it from there. The roof, which is an architectural achievement, resembles the lids found on the clay jars that contain the scrolls in Qumran. Underneath this roof is the chamber holding the Dead Sea Scrolls, which we will see in a minute. Now, before we go in, look behind you and see the black basalt stone wall. The wall here contrasts the white roof, illustrating the teaching of the Essenes who lived in the community of Qumran 2,000 years ago. The Essenes were a Jewish monastic community which spent much of their time copying the Hebrew scriptures and as well as other writings, and they rejected the Pharisees and the Sadducees, whom they believed to have corrupted the temple services and Jewish society. In the desert, near the Dead Sea, the Essenes kept strict dietary laws and practiced celibacy. In addition, the Essenes taught about a coming teacher of righteousness and the war between the sons of light against the sons of darkness. The black stone here at the Shrine of the Book illustrates this conflict when compared to the white domed roof. Now then, let's descend the steps to see the chamber. You will notice that two-thirds of the building is underground. Now this, of course, helps protect the artifacts, but it also helps tell the story of the scrolls being found in the caves at Qumran. Now, as you enter, it actually feels like we are entering one of the caves, exploring the culture of the Essenes. On both sides of the hallway, you can see artifacts that belong to this group. All these items tell the story of the supposed writers of the Dead Sea Scrolls. As we go a little farther, we now come to the signature piece of this collection, the scrolls themselves. The scribes painstakingly wrote on surfaces such as parchment, papyrus, as well as bronze. Almost 1,000 different texts were found in 11 caves in the area around the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea Scrolls were written in Hebrew, Aramaic, as well as Greek. The fragments contain writings from every book of the Bible, what we call the Old Testament in particular, except the Book of Esther. In addition, other non-canonical books were found from the Second Temple period. Now, before the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, there were only a few other writings concerning the Essenes, such as from Flavius Josephus. This finding greatly helps our understanding of Judaism and how the Bible is written, especially 2,000 years ago. Now, with this in mind, I want you to walk with me up the small stairway to the centerpiece of the exhibit. What you see before you is a facsimile of the famous Isaiah scroll. It is showcased as a part of a huge Torah scroll with a handle elevated above it. The Isaiah scroll happens to be the largest and best preserved of the Dead Sea Scrolls, measuring about 8 meters long. The amazing discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls helps us understand the care of God in preserving His Word. God's Word is reliable. It is trustworthy. God gave us His true Word to show us His plan of redemption through His Son, Jesus the Messiah. John 20 verse 31 says, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name." I encourage you to put your trust in Jesus today. If you've never done that, I invite you to contact us here at IBJM where we can show you from God's Word how you can know for sure that Jesus is indeed your Savior and your Messiah. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.